Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry for the technical difficulties there. Hello, welcome to WrestleThrow. I'm your host, June Bra the King. And today is November 27, 2015. Back with you guys here for a review of 2015 Survivor Series. You can call into the show today by dialing 619-768-7255. Once again, 619-768-7255. Hope you guys enjoyed Thanksgiving. Much more ahead with Black Friday, Christmas and all, so hope you guys enjoy the rest of this coming month, December, rest of 2015, as we're about to kick into 2016 for WrestleMania season, and possibly see Roman Reigns crowned once again WWE World Champion, as he was crowned WWE World Champion at 2015 Survivor Series. Roman Reigns won clean to Dean Ambrose. Everyone thought, okay, Roman Reigns is going to turn heel, possibly. Dean Ambrose is also going to turn heel, possibly. But as we saw, Roman Reigns won clean. Some thought there had to be a turn, there had to be some twist or turn in this match, but Roman Reigns, Dean Ambrose put on a really good match, really good match. It was only, however, many people were saying it was only about 10, 11 minutes, the shortest match of the night. Shortest match of the night. The quick was quite awfully quick. WWE booked the finish quite quick as Roman Reigns won the title clean and had his music hit just when he pinned Dean Ambrose for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. That wasn't all, though. Roman Reigns lost the title. Sheamus, or Triple H, first came out, congratulated Roman Reigns with confetti coming down, celebration. Triple H congratulates Roman Reigns, but Reigns then spears Triple H. Likely see a storyline happening down the line between Triple H, Roman Reigns. Might possibly not even happen. Some people are saying that it will happen. A match possibly at WrestleMania will happen between Triple H and Roman Reigns. But I said on the last show that I truly believe we'll see Roman Reigns once again as the WWE World Heavyweight Champion, defend it against John Cena. WWE's been grooming Roman Reigns for quite some time to be the face of the company. Don't be mistaken by face or heel, face of the company. And go on to defend the title at WrestleMania against John Cena. With WWE grooming Roman Reigns to be their top face, John Cena could very well turn heel. I think we could see a John Cena heel turn coming. John Cena could very well. People are thinking, okay, Roman Reigns might lose a TLC, might win the Royal Rumble once again, which I don't think is the best case scenario. I think WWE knows that strongly in their hearts as well. That wouldn't be a good idea to see Roman Reigns win the Royal Rumble, but possibly see John Cena. John Cena hasn't won the Royal Rumble since 2008. I expect it coming once again this time in 2016. John Cena walking out as the Royal Rumble winner, going on to WrestleMania to wrestle against Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns, Triple H could very well square off at Fastlane, but then again, I think Triple H, the authority, WWE booking entirely. It's just really trying to get Roman Reigns over as a face, as we saw the opening night to Monday Night Raw without Seth Rollins, as we saw with Triple H holding up Roman Reigns' hand in the air as the new WWE World Heavyweight Champion until Sheamus came out. I think this was the original plan going into even the Seth Rollins, before the Seth Rollins injury, Seth Rollins Roman Reigns match, that Sheamus, or Roman Reigns, was going to eventually win, obviously get no pop, not much of the crowd really popped here. And you know, people were really complaining about the Atlanta, Georgia crowd, but the Atlanta, Georgia crowd can't be blamed for the awful booking we've seen throughout time here in the WWE. But I know you got also taken into consideration, too, WWE hit the restart button, and you know, fans obviously don't know where any of the storylines are going. So most of us fans, I believe, in whether Nashville, Georgia, the New Jersey area, still right now are at a standstill as to where storylines are going, where WWE is taking Roman Reigns. And then Sheamus, as I said, won the WWE World Heavyweight Championship after cashing in his Money in the Bank briefcase, of course, and hitting the bro kick, I believe hit the bro kick two times to Roman Reigns. So Sheamus went over Roman Reigns to win the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. Even predicted, I didn't do a prediction show, but even predicted before the match that Sheamus, and the way WWE was just booking the entire Ambrose-Roman Reigns match, something just had to be up after Roman Reigns' win, after Roman Reigns won the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. WWE obviously had to do something, and they decided to bring out Sheamus, cash in his Money in the Bank briefcase for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. People are complaining, apparently, about Sheamus as champion. I'm not really complaining about Sheamus. I think Sheamus is a wonderful heel, especially for an Irishman. I think Irishmen really get over as heels. Can't quite, because now people haven't really seen Finn Balor's real dark side back when he was with the Bullet Club. Most people in America obviously cheered for the Bullet Club, Finn Balor, Carl Anderson back then, but no. An Irishman and Finn Balor as well. Now, currently a face in NXT, but no, I don't know where I'm going with this. No, Sheamus is a really good heel, especially for an Irishman. Really, and no, gets a lot of the chance commenting on his look, facial appearance, but I think can't get confused between how well Sheamus carries himself. Just I think, you know, everyone's saying, oh, well, WWE's pretty much doing the same thing as they did with Randy Orton and Daniel Bryan. Well, fans are correct. WWE is doing the same thing. WWE is obviously hoping Roman Reigns gets over Sheamus, whether it's at TLC or a Rumble, whenever. WWE's hoping Roman Reigns will get over as Sheamus is the right guy. He's the right guy. And no, I was about to say previously before that he carries himself way better than we saw with Randy Orton's last title reign as WWE World Heavyweight Champion. A lot better. And fans might, and I think the real reason fans are complaining is because we've seen Sheamus before as WWE World Heavyweight Champion. People want to see someone new, whether it's Roman Reigns, someone else, people want to say someone new. However, Sheamus is doing his job, and he's doing his job best as a heel. I never quite correctly liked getting behind Sheamus when they turned him face. But I think, you know, this heel run, I think, is much better than the first heel run we obviously saw, because, you know, how could Sheamus, you know, in the midst of John Cena starting to get booed back in, I believe, 2009, 2010, how could Sheamus really feed off the almost a heel and John Cena, and none of the fans really reacting nicely to John Cena? How could Sheamus really feed off John Cena as a heel? And he obviously fed off by becoming WWE World Heavyweight Champion, going over John Cena, but still he didn't quite necessarily go over as I'm sure WWE anticipated, because he just really never brought out. I mean, he brought out a vicious side of him. He sure brought a vicious side of him when he first stepped into the WWE and bro kicked the hell out of John Cena many times, which fans I think would sure enjoy replaying over and over again. But Sheamus showed a vicious side, displayed a vicious side in his first WWE run, first year in WWE. Now just comes out naturally. He feels he comes out naturally, and in a particular situation like this very timeout situation before, just a matter of timing, just a matter of bad timing, I believe. Was it bad book? No, because again, I think WWE booked Sheamus greatly as a vicious heel, but yet he just, when he became WWE champion, I just never, and that's really when I started tuning out a little bit at WWE too necessarily, but Sheamus just really, from then on out, I just think he wasn't ready. He wasn't ready for the title run then, all because of the fact that previously before his title run, he just wasn't exposed enough, wasn't built up enough, especially against John Cena as his vicious heel. Just not bad timing, wrong time. Although now you look forward, I think Sheamus has come out more naturally and shortly reinvented himself. One thing I really liked about Sheamus' return previously before this very year was that he reinvented himself, and now you see people call him stupid, whatever. But no, like Triple H was saying, this guy may look stupid, but he is the WWE World Heavyweight Champion, and he is Sheamus. Sheamus is certainly someone, fans can just, online fans go, oh, well, he's just not this, that, but no, I think part of fans is, I guess, despair for Sheamus is once again that he was pushed before, he was WWE World Heavyweight Champion before, same old, whatever, but he's refreshing himself. He's reinvented himself to make, I believe, Sheamus more interesting, where WWE is trying to go with Sheamus more interesting, future ahead more interesting. He's just, like I said, doing his job pretty much, you know, people want to jump to conclusion here, say pretty much put over Reigns. We don't necessarily know again, but could be Roman Reigns that he puts over, because no, I think Sheamus is going to have the title for a couple months, maybe around Royal Rumble, Fastlane. He drops said on the previous show, WWE had to go with a heel champion, did just that, go with the heel champion Sheamus. You know, I think back now, I said Kevin Owens could have been a possibility, but no, Kevin Owens was even ready. Just, you know, all a matter of timing, and I think WWE this time got the timing right with Sheamus. Got the timing right, as I think he'll be put over even more, so then when WWE transitions to that very next singles competitor, very next champion, that phase will go over quite nicely to Sheamus. So, like I said, it could very well be Roman Reigns, could very well be Dean Ambrose. Everyone was behind Dean Ambrose in that final match at 2015 Survivor Series. I think I read some of that. Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure it was on Bleacher Report, but Bleacher Report had a really good article that no longer Dean Ambrose is with Apatel, much better off he is. Much better off he is in the long haul. WWE be in a rush. Nor are fans really in a rush to see Dean Ambrose as the champion just yet. Because even though he put on a great match, getting back to the match between Ambrose and Reigns for a second, well, people will say, oh, well, Reigns hasn't carried a match, Ambrose carried that match. But what I saw between those two were a very competitive match, brothers fighting for one thing, and that was the title. They acted out in the ring plan. Reigns won't get much credit, but I'll give him credit for the fact that he has gotten better in the ring. Now, people will want to knock him, but he has gotten better in the ring. You can't deny that Roman Reigns has gotten better in the ring, and for him, you know, this is just another note I want to make of the ending to the match as well. But it took a lot of courage. It took a lot of courage for Roman Reigns to cry after all he's been through. Just cry, you know, especially in front of all those fans booing the hell out of Roman Reigns. Took a lot of courage. And you know, I respect the fact that Reigns has kept his head up high time and time again. I can't blame Roman Reigns. I can just only blame the fact that he's just been a victim of bad booking. That simple. Reigns has been a victim of bad booking. However, he is held his high up, and he's gone to work on a mission to win the championship. And even though the moment didn't feel as special when he won the WWE World Heavyweight Championship, it certainly refreshing and new perspective on Roman Reigns when he lost that title. Because fans like me, okay, I just really never seemed to understand. No one understood Roman Reigns, okay? Times, the beanstalk, whatever. Did not understand this guy. Just did not get the time. I think we come to learn a lot about Roman Reigns. And one of them was this past Sunday at Survivor Series when he just cried. When Roman Reigns just cried in front of that whole crowd booing, it wasn't because he wasn't trying to draw up sympathy. It was because of one thing. And that was the championship. That just shows right there, and I think that's what fans have been wanting to see. Some fans some fans have been wanting to see out of Roman Reigns, and that's that dedication and passion that he's here not just for the money, not just because he's Vince's guy, okay, but because he wants to be champion, like everyone else in that WWE locker room. I give respect out to Roman Reigns for that. That he has kept his head up, held high, and fought for one thing, and that's the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. Not that I have sympathy for Reigns, but and no one should, because he's not, you know, he's obviously not an underdog. He's not an underdog fans should draw sympathy towards, but he's someone you should just look more seriously at, because you know, some fans obviously now want to write off Reigns, whatever, all past, bad booking, but he's really come into his own. He's gone better in the ring, and it sounds cliche because every podcast will say this, but no, I'm saying again because Reigns has truly showed what he's all about. Fans can now say this is what Roman Reigns is. He's not this underdog, but he's this guy we could take seriously. Maybe not so seriously as the face of the company, as someone we just want to write off because he's just not good enough to be the next face of the company. You could blame on two things. Blame the past on two things. Bad booking, the fact that Roman Reigns has been groomed to be this face of the company, even before getting over with the WWE Universe. Reigns first has to get over, which he's, I believe, on the path to doing, and becoming WWE World Heavyweight Champion, defending that gold at WrestleMania against John Cena. Then after that, we could see whether Reigns just so happens to be the face of WWE. People after this pay-per-view want to just jump to conclusion. No, WWE isn't done writing the script yet. And they're obviously on to, I believe, think good with Roman Reigns. They may have obviously screwed up. People think, oh, just forget it. Just forget this pay-per-view, whatever. Just turn him heel. I've heard that over and over again. But and I said this before on one of my previous shows, and that's it just wouldn't look good on the part of Roman Reigns if he turned heel. Wasn't over with the crowd and just turned heel. Because I think then Reigns would almost make a mockery out of himself, and he'd look, again, someone other than himself, something artificial. He'd come out, and when we saw, okay, plus heel, part of the Shield, when he first debuted back in 2012, He'd come off, because WWE is really trying to shatter perception of Reigns and the Samoan background. You know, Reigns is also Italian. He's Italian Samoan. I know I can relate to this because I'm Italian, half Italian, half Spanish. And from what, you know, because people, I don't think, really watch, you know, people will, without a doubt, look back on the Shield, the Shield's legacy and all. But with everything going on right now, I think it's safe to say fans aren't really watching back at the Shield footage and realizing that Reigns brought this ruthless heel aggression. Ruthless heel aggression. You know, he was playing this character that he wasn't. You know, Reigns is a humble guy. I can now say he is a humble guy. I couldn't say this before, but I can now say it because through time and time again, through bad time, Reigns has kept this head high as a humble man. I can't say it for anyone who's listening. I think you just gotta respect that. He's humble, and on Reigns in the past, but no, I think it's safe to say that he's just this humble person. He isn't this ruthless, aggressive heel. Because then I think if you term him as ruthless, aggressive heel, okay, he'll bring out the Samoan side of him. It's just stereotypes. You know, it doesn't fly. You know, you see the New Day now. The New Day is reinventing what we usually see on WWE television, what we see in a typical African-American on television. They're doing something different. And we've seen Samoan character in the past. And we've seen, you know, aside from Samoans, okay, well, you know, Tongans like Haiku, Michael, whatever, and Samoa Joe. I mean, just look at Samoa Joe right now. I think Samoa Joe enlightened us to think that he was great, 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 all around wrestler. He could talk on the, and he still can. He could talk on the mic. He can flat out wrestle. But change what happened with Samoa Joe around, I'd say 2008, 2009. He just flipped the switch. He really flipped the switch. People want to call him a victim of bad booking as well. Well, hey, I think Samoa Joe flipped the switch on his character. He obviously did. And I don't know if, because, you know, Samoa Joe hasn't really ever sat down and shoot an interview and gone, this is the real reason why I've done this, that, whatever. So we don't know. But I think Samoa Joe, you know, whoever decided to slip on Samoa Joe, turn in this ruthless, aggressive heel, was, and I don't call people names, but this is one of the times I'm gonna say dumb person, whoever just decided to flip the switch on Samoa Joe like that, dumb. Because now, okay, you're bringing out this Samoa Joe. Like we're seeing on WWE NXT right now with Samoa Joe. I know, anyway, Samoa Joe, really, you know, sometimes he does flip the switch back and forth between his old character and TNA. Okay, what got him over in TNA was that he brought out his real inner self. In real life, people don't want the stereotypes, the characters anymore. People want you to stand out as real, authentic. And that was what Samoa Joe was in TNA between 2005, 2008. And even when you go back to Ring of Honor, okay, he was real authentic in the ring, okay? Now, hey, you know, I'd say too, okay? Samoa Joe's strong style in the ring will never go away, will never stop. But I'll say one thing, don't ever mean to take shots like this at Samoa Joe, because, you know, again, I like Samoa Joe. He's arguably one of my favorite TNA wrestlers of all time. But yet again, gotta say that Joe has admittedly gotten a bit soft on the mic. He's admittedly gotten a bit soft on the mic. And that, again, all goes back to bringing out his inner self. No, it's tough enough with the stereotypes, races in professional wrestling today. The New Day is doing right now. That's what Roman Reigns is trying to do right now. People say Reigns is on the path to destruction in the WWE. I don't think it's that bad. I'm sorry. I don't think it's that bad. As Lex Luger, I honestly don't think it's that bad at all. Because real American on Lex Luger, Reigns is something different. Lex Luger tried to wipe away memories put to aside Hulk Hogan, Hulkamania, and bring out this real American gimmick. Reigns trying to be someone different. And even if he's not destined to be, and no, if you ask me, in spite of the fact that I think Reigns will eventually get over, will he, if you're asking me this question, will he get over as the face of the company someday, eventually? My answer to that is no. Quite frankly, no. And I don't know, WWE, and here's another thing too with Reigns. When it's time to reinvent the character, because you obviously got to reinvent yourself like Sheamus, all them guys, okay? Roman Reigns has to reinvent himself. He still has to stand out, be his unique self, but he needs to reinvent himself, spin the wheel around a little bit. That's one thing I'm concerned about with Roman Reigns, is that he's going to become stagnant eventually. He's going to become boring. WWE has to reinvent the wheel. They got to be willing to reinvent the wheel bit with Roman Reigns. What will really happen, I keep saying this, I really think we'll see John Cena turn heel at WrestleMania 32 on Roman Reigns. And that's really when Roman Reigns will get over as a face, okay? But when John Cena turns heel, I think fans are going to start paying close attention more to the product. John Cena, I'd assume would outsell Roman Reigns in merchandise by then. Wouldn't be surprised if John Cena is lighting up the WWE 5 years or more. As that's about does it for WrestleThrone. Don't have much time here. Wish we could get some more of this pay-per-view, but really think the biggest thing to talk about today was the main event, the outcome to the main event between Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose. Just an important takeaway out of this whole pay-per-view. as I've been happy to review the 2015 Survivor Series with you guys today. You can follow me, Julian Brau, on Twitter,